Psalm 46, lines 1 through 3 read, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Lord, we first thank you for this day, for allowing us to wake up, knowing where our children are, for blessing us with our homes and families, for providing us with the bountiful plenty of this land. On this day, God, we ask you to hold Haiti in your arms. Haiti, your faithful island child, is now suffering. We pray for our brothers and sisters there, to have clean water to drink and nutritious food to eat. We pray for them to receive clothing, medical supplies, and treatment. We pray for you to bless the hands, minds, and spirits of those called to serve, doctors, aid workers, volunteers, politicians, and military personnel. We ask you to keep them safe and with courage throughout this ordeal. We pray for Father Smith Millian and the delegation from the Episcopal Church traveling in Haiti. We pray for you to give mothers and fathers the strength they need to hold their families together. We pray for peace to those who already have and soon will transition to you in this tragedy. Lord, we pray for peace for their surviving loved ones. Please be with them, God. We pray for an outpouring of love and support from your more fortunate children to those now enduring immeasurable pain. We thank you for our ability to cry out for Haiti and to stand with our brothers and sisters suffering there. Loving God, we thank you for your never-ending peace, kindness, and love.